Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, interesting findings in a poll recently about the so-called, quote, rain tax, and some interesting thoughts that you have about the opponents of that tax and their ability to find language that really created a big support group for them.
Yeah, actually, it's been quite stunning. There, according to a poll that some environmental groups just had conducted, 50% of the respondents said they actually believe that the rain tax was a tax on the rain. Silly them. Which shows you the brilliance, actually, of whoever it was who came up with this idea back in 2012 to oppose what is actually a requirement that local governments, the largest local governments, collect money to deal with the results of stormwater washing off of rooftops and roads and all sorts of bridges and into the bay and destroying the bay.
Somebody should have stood up and said, no, really, it's not a rain tax. It's a tax to save the Chesapeake Bay. Lots of people are in favor of that.
Yes, although we already we have one of those. We call it the Bay Restoration Fund, which is, in fact, a tax. That's a sewage tax. That's the quote-unquote flush tax, which didn't turn out to be so bad. This the power of this this rain tax label is such that even though the bill, this legislation passed in 2012, the 10 local governments, most of them are complying and doing what they're supposed to do. Larry Hogan, Governor Larry Hogan, discovered it was a strong enough sentiment out there. And well, initially, based on what they have heard or read, 40% say they oppose the fee, that he has vowed to try to repeal it. And he's made that one of his big issues.
Well, he said in various venues that it's not really such a big deal on the tax horizon, but it's so important to people that politically he almost had to do what he did.
People find it offensive. And they don't even, according to this poll, they don't even know how much they are paying. And those that venture to guess were way off, you know, out of the league, batted out of the park. It's much smaller than what they thought. It just fundamentally offends people.
Yeah, you know, it's so good that it even made it into a commercial. I told you about this. We come in and use our ATM. We don't tax you like the government, which is probably going to tax the rain. Oh, no, wait a minute. They've already done that.
You know, it is so sad because stormwater runoff is the major source of pollution to the bay that is not really adequately being addressed. And so we need support. You know what you do? You have rain gardens, you rain barrels, you do stuff like that.
So the governor's bill is basically in play or it's been passed.
Well, several repeal bills have already faltered. There is an effort in the Senate to do something halfway, and we'll see where the negotiations on that go.
It's really in flux, and that's where we are this time of year. So, as you say, we'll see where we're going. For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.